All right, today's kind of a cool post. This one is about the story of U2 and Apple, what happened with this recent iPhone 6 launch, and how everybody received on their phone U2's new album, which caused, you know, a lot of sort of people wondering what was going on, and people concerned, especially after, I guess, the, you know, those leaked photos that happened as well. But today's post, I want to really emphasize that that was a really cool marketing stunt that they did, simply because I think a lot of us, we don't give away our best stuff, and that's what today is all about. It's giving away your best stuff for free. So that's the post, is lesson from U2 and Apple stunt: give away your best stuff for free. So let's get going. A brilliant marketing move by U2 and Apple last week is a lesson you can apply to your business right now. Give away your goods. See, last week, iPhone users were shocked to find U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, was automatically downloaded onto their device through iTunes. Even with the complaints, it was a huge success. Now, I was reading in Mashable, the band's manager, Guy Osiri, said that they had anticipated that backlash and negativity right from the start. So this really fits in well with what I was talking about last week, with the concept of stop chasing and start helping, where we're really looking at, you know, the power of helping people as your number one priority to growing your business. Now, this, you know, while this stunt may have angered a ton of people, it was actually a really big success for both Apple and U2, because immediately after the release, 26 U2 titles charted simultaneously on iTunes Top 200, and their single, U2 18 singles, landed in the top 10 in 46 countries. So it's crazy. So one of the things he said was, a day before the Apple event, there was not one U2 album on the iTunes chart. 2 days later, there's 26. So that's very exciting for him to think that new people are discovering this band, and some are rediscovering it. From what I hear, a lot of people are listening to the new album, which is awesome. Now, Jay-Z and Samsung, they did something like this last year with their Galaxy launch and his new album Magna Carta Holy Grail. And one that I loved a few years ago was when, I don't know if you saw this, Louis C.K. sold his Live at the Beacon Theater special on his website for $5, rather than doing a huge TV network launch and charging people more. He then gave half of that money away to his staff and various charities. He left a note on his website asking people to please not pirate it. So he said, people told me everyone's going to steal it, he told Jimmy Fallon. So I just wrote a note that said, please don't do that. And they didn't. How cool is that? And remember a few months ago when Tesla made their patents open source to challenge competitors to step up? You know, all of these examples, they remind me of a very powerful tool, which we're talking about today for building your brand, which is give your best stuff away for free. See, I often talk with business owners who try and keep their best information a secret from potential customers. They try and hold those cards close to their chest, and they wonder why they struggle to attract, retain, and serve those customers. Especially if you have a service that solves a problem, instead of trying to entice people to buy your service so you can solve their problems, why not solve their problems and build trust first? Keep in mind that you're never going to solve all their problems, so you can start with one, and why not start with the biggest one? It may sound counterintuitive to be giving away your best stuff, right? So your customers are overwhelmed with too much information, and your job is to simplify, right? Put yourself in the shoes of a customer right now. With all the information that's out there today, it's harder than ever to find the right solutions. And it seems like everywhere you turn, people have the solution to your problems. And there are promises of success, features and benefits overload, and earnings claims that just leave you scratching your head, right? So what do we do with all the information? Well, we get confused. And what do confused people do? Nothing. So make your customers' life easy and help them solve a problem. Build their trust, catch their attention, and earn their business. Simple, right? So here's a big one. Don't sell, sample. Especially if you're a coach or a consultant, are you using your sample sessions effectively? Do you use that time to actually solve problems or to simply promote yourself? I see it happen all the time with business owners, especially when networking. Somehow everyone has it in their brain that selling is about telling. No, 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 no. Okay, selling is really about solving, but more specifically, it's about adding value and insights. How well can you provide insights into people's problems in ways they haven't thought of? Instead of telling potential customers how you would solve a problem, show them. Give them answers. Help them navigate ideas. Show them new ways to innovate their business. Help them plot the right course of action. Show them hidden opportunities. Help them succeed more and fail less. This does take work, but what are your alternatives? Endless follow-up and chasing? Discounting? See, you're never going to run out of solutions if you're any good. One of my clients was concerned about giving all his secrets away. what will people pay for then? Customers don't pay for information, they pay for solutions to problems. So start understanding what problems your customers have and provide solutions to them. And even if you put all your information online, here's two things you have to keep in mind. First of all, nobody's going to read, watch, or listen to all of your stuff. Nobody. Nobody's got the time to go through all your stuff. People will decide if they want to buy from you pretty quickly after seeing your information, so put your best info out there. So if you have a website, keep it loaded with fresh ideas, content, solutions that potential customers can use now. If what you provide them works, then they're more likely to buy from you, right? So here's some people giving away some free stuff. Few of the people that I follow that always have amazing things to offer. First one, Derek Halpern of Social Triggers. There's links through the blog here as well. Derek is switched on, man. I've been following him for the past few years, and his business is growing leaps and bounds. He offers amazing insights on behavior, marketing, and sales. And definitely check his stuff out. He's got some killer videos and stuff too. Another one, Michael Hyatt. Intentional leadership is what he's all about. I've been following him for a while. And, you know, absolutely love what he's put out there. Huge value. I found so much value in his content that I actually just joined his Platform University program to help me build my brand. I'm very excited about that. Stefan Pilarinos from Project Life Mastery. Stefan is a solid dude. He's out of Vancouver. He really gives a lot back to his audience. He's a best-selling Kindle publisher, online marketer, and life coach. Tons of value on his site. And the last one here is Chris Lima. I stumbled on a Chris's site this year when looking for an answer to something I was building for my site, and his content, man, it's super high value, and he puts a ton of detail in everything he writes. So definitely someone who knows his stuff. So those are just a few of the examples of people doing awesome things and giving it away. Now look back at the story of U2 from the beginning of this post. They just gave their latest album away for free in order to attract a new audience. Enough people listen to the free album and discover the music. It is kind of cool that one of the biggest bands in history was just rediscovered, right? They just massively increased their fan base, and it'll be interesting to see what's next for them. Well, that's it. So here's my question is the challenge to you at the bottom here. What can you give away for free? Do you have something that free that you'd like to promote? Leave it in the comments below. Tell people what problems you solve, what you offer for free, and where they can get it, and I look forward to seeing what you've got. That's it for today. Let's all put, you know, a plan in action to start giving stuff away for free and helping people solve problems, simplifying our customers' lives and making things so much nicer for them. So that's it. Leave your comments. Make sure you share this, and I'll talk to you soon.